I think that's the only one that we... we don't have the famous author. So the famous author is what we're looking at. The famous author. And we're also looking for the answer to Andalusian and Castilian are spoken there. Can you hear the jazz band? They're getting ready to join us soon. They're warming up in the next room. We're excited to have them joining us. Alan came up with the clue. Russ came up with... Andalusian and Castilian spoken there is Spain. And the author we were looking for, Mark Twain. What a busy morning, and we're happy to have you with us. And coming up, a song by Grandpa Jones, a very nice man who I met a few times over the years. And you couldn't ask for a better song for this weekend.
Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock, or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought of daylight saving time. His followers all will argue that they've gained an hour of life by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour or more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a counting sheep, losing sleep, get up late, miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. Try as they will, they'll never gain with daylight saving time. A protest song from Grandpa Jones, and this week is Daylight Savings Time. I hope Dave is still here. He's in the car. Dave, are you there?
I am, sir. Hi, Larry.
Good. Where you? Whereabouts are you?
I'm on Thomas Run Road. It's right on near the edge of 84, Thomas, Washington County.
Yeah, I know it fairly well. Did you have a clue to give to me?
I do. It is an old-time town official.
Old-time, it's not a constable or a sheriff or, I'm running through my, by the way, the Chicago city was, Illinois city was Champaign. I put an L in it, thinking of the lake. Thanks to the person pointing that out. An official... Boy, Dave, I don't know.
Okay, the word is sane.
Sane?
Thane. It's either T-H-A-N-E or T-H-A-I-N.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I first came across it in the Lord of the Rings books. That was the official in Hobbiton. And so I think it has English and or Australian background to it. It's like the mayor.
Yes, I see that. A man who held land granted by the king, a nobleman, according to the quick definition I just looked up. Thank you, Dave. You stumped me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too. You have a nice day. Love the show, by the way.
Thanks.
We're a 40-year listener.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Take care. 40 years of the Saturday Light Brigade. And I still love being with you. And gosh, we have a lot of emails I'm going to try to acknowledge as quickly as I can. And some of them, Russ had mansplain as a clue. Yvonne had window glass being a pain. And thank you, Yvonne, also for getting me the Illinois City correct. Jim thought of Mr. Gray heading down the trail. That would be Zane Gray. And we had Mark Twain as the author. Aline knew that. Alan knew that. And Alan also added Hart Crane as an author. Well, coming up, we have a jazz band from Shadyside Academy. They're warming up. In fact, we can hear them a little now in the background. Oh, there they are. Hear them tuning. You know why they tune? Because they care. They're going to be joining us in a little bit. We also have Hill Dance Academy Theater joining us. Both of those groups are here as part of our Youth Express Hour. And then live music on the radio coming up just after 11 o'clock today with the Legacy Ukulele Ensemble featuring 12 players from 9 states and 3 Canadian provinces, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings, as we welcome new affiliate WKYWLP. Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio, mountainstreamsradio.org, and 102.9 FM. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. And WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Made a decision in the morning as I was shaving my face. Made a decision in the morning, I'm going back to that place. I looked the manager in the eye, I'm huffing, puffing, looking mean. Don't make me go home hungry, don't make me cause a big scene. I'm going back to that buffet, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet, leaving right away. A cha-cha with an enchilada, I load a lot of lima beans. Let's grab an omelet with some pasta, let's grab some oranges and greens. I pour some syrup on my veggies, I sprinkle bacon on my fruit. I want a lot of food to choose from, don't need my plate to look cute. Alright, sing it with me now, ready? I'm going back to that buffet. Oh, mister, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet. Time to grab a tray.
Oh, man, look at all these choices. Oh, look at this. They got fruit, they got meat, they got salad, cheese. Hey, what did you get? Just gravy. You just got a big plate full of eggs. Nothing else? Oh, is it, what is that, grape jam? Good call. Chocolate on the turkey, that's gross. Is that meat? What kind of meat is that? I don't know either. They have that here? Did you bring that? I don't think you can take that whole tray of salmon. Yeah, no, just take one or two. Yeah, put that back, man. The bagels, they're next to the blintzes, right by the croissants, but before the rolls. Oh, you got tater tots. Nice.
Made a decision in the morning, ooh, as I was saying before. Ooh, made a decision in the morning, ooh, don't want to be hungry no more. Ooh, now here I am at this buffet. My food is stacked a mile high. Made a decision in the morning. It's time to jump back into line. I'm going back to that buffet. Oh, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet. Just look at that display. I'm going back to that buffet. Oh, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet on a brand new day.
All right, let's see. Do you guys see any seats over there? No. You guys see any tables open over there? No?
Hey guys, I'm gonna have to find a seat. I can't allow you to block this walkway.
We don't see any tables open. Do you mind if we stand and eat?
I can't have you standing and eating.
What are we supposed to do?
I think you guys are gonna have to just come back tomorrow.
You've gotta be kidding me. We waited this whole time. What are we gonna do with our food?
Give it to somebody who's got a seat. Don't forget to pay on your way out.
His name is Ben Tater by request.
Make a reservation for tomorrow.
Oh, you guys take reservations?
Nah, we're not taking any reservations at this time.
You've got to be kidding me. What kind of a place is this?
No, he's joking, right?
That song is called Back to the Buffet. And Alan noted that Macbeth is the Thane of Cawdor. And somebody else noted that too. I believe it was that you, Bill? I think Bill noted that. Yes, he did. Thank you, Bill. What a busy morning. And in just a few moments, we are going to welcome, just a couple moments, some live music as part of our Youth Express segment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, to our brand new listeners this morning in Kaiser, West Virginia, we have puzzles and games and a great mix of acoustic music and family fun until 10. And then between 10 and 11, our Youth Express Hour brings music, conversation, and more from area youth. And then at 11 o'clock, we typically have adult performances. Today, it's the Legacy Ukulele Ensemble that will be joining us. We're going to kick off our Youth Express segment. I believe the band is just about ready to go. So join me now as we welcome the Shadyside Academy Jazz Band. Shady Side Jazz Combo here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to turn to Ian. I think you're Ian. We haven't had a chance to meet. I've wanted to leave you alone for setting things up. Ian Hughes is the teacher who coaches these guys. I have a feeling certainly they need coaching, but they probably are all very talented musicians too.
Coaching is the right word to use. They are a student-directed ensemble. They make a lot of the decisions on their own about what tunes they play and how they play them. So they are, listen to them. They're the musicians. They're the ones making the musical choices.
And we'll talk with each of you a bit throughout the program today as you're here. How long has the jazz band been a part of Shady Side Academy? Does it go back decades, do you think?
Shady Side Academy has had a jazz program since the 1960s, and this is actually my first year. I took over for a director who was at the Academy for 41 years, and he really built up our jazz program to what it is today.
That is something, and I'm sure he left you quite a legacy to continue. So in some ways, it's a hard act to follow, but also some really good roots.
Absolutely. He's been a mentor for me, and actually we were in touch a lot this week as we prepared for this event.
Excellent. I would like to encourage you, if you, as you listen, have any comments, maybe you're a family member listening and you want to send a message to somebody you know, you can text us at 412-200-5975, and I'll pass along the message 412 800-200-5975. The first song was Lou's Blues?
It was called Lou's Blues. It's by a trombone player named Lou Blackburn.
And we'll talk to the students here after the next song. And that one is called There Will Never Be Another You. Do you know the author offhand?
So it's by a guy named Harry Warren, and it's a jazz standard that's been performed by a lot of people like Chet Baker and Oscar Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard the song. I couldn't think of the composer. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. So once again, here is the Shady Side Jazz Combo.
Like this. when I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but theirs won't thrill me like yours used to do. I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Shady Side Jazz Combo. Now we're going to meet everybody, and I'm going to start with Sophia Gambos because I know her, and also because she just sang the song that you heard. She's been active in our youth media center. Was also here last week, coincidentally. When did you start doing this sort of thing?
I actually joined the jazz ensemble just this school year, but I've been like singing with choir and just kind of singing my whole life, really. Yeah.
You're a natural doing this. Was it hard to, maybe not hard, but how do you adapt to having a band behind you? I would think that would be a little, in this case, in front of you, but I would think that's a little, it's something you have to figure out, I would think, because these guys are going to be taking breaks and solos and playing a little differently as a jazz group. Do you find yourself improvising as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think improvising is something that I had to practice a lot this school year, because before this I did choir all the time, and there's not a lot of like personal improvising can put into that. So I did try to put more improvisation into my singing. Yeah.
Oh, you have a great voice. Any shout outs at all? I see your parents are here, but you may have some others.
Yeah, my parents are here. Also shout out to my sister because she's been supporting me a lot through my singing journey. Yeah.
Terrific. That's Sophia Gambos. And there's everybody is a senior in this group, with the exception of Sophia and the bass player. I'm not trying to single you out, but it just makes it easier soon if we won't have to ask what year you're in. And what's your name?
My name's John Brunens.
And what prompted you to get involved with the band?
Well, I've been playing music all my life, and then it started out in middle school when I joined their middle school jazz band. And then when I came to the high school, I really wanted to be a part of it. So
that's great to be able to come with the middle school underpinnings. And do you have any bassists in jazz that you particularly admire or follow?
To be honest, I like a lot of jazz bassists, but my favorite bassist of all time is Victor Wooten, who's not necessarily a jazz bassist, but he's certainly up there for me.
No, it's that's a fine answer, and it's hard to limit yourself to just a few or even to a particular genre. There are a lot of great bassists out there. Any shout outs or hellos from you?
I just like to shout out my parents and mom and dad. Ed and Beth Brunens, thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. You can text us at 412-200-5975. Mike in Mars did and said, "You're kidding me. Are these students? These guys are fantastic." Thank you, Mike. We'll meet the rest of the band, and then there are two more numbers to come. Here's our pianist. I'll just ask you each, you're all seniors, if you could just give your name, what you're playing, and any shout-outs you might have.
Yeah, my name is Hari Viswanathan. I play piano, and I think this is a really fun group. I love playing with them. I guess shout-out to my brother, Giri.
Now, I was debating whether I wanted to reveal your right arm to the radio audience or not, but now that I see it's in a plaster cast, I'm guessing you either had surgery or a broken bone?
Yeah, I broke a bone in my wrist, so I am playing with one hand, but it's kind of fun in a way. You know, it forces you to think more about what you're playing and create some more like melodic lines instead of just, you know, relying on muscle memory that you built up.
Yeah, you're doing brilliantly, too, and I just wanted radio listeners to know that. So thanks. Nice to meet you. And we'll continue down the line here.
Hello, I'm Yun Tong Pan, and I'm playing the alto saxophone. Shout out to my parents and shout out to Shadyside Academy Senior School boys dorms.
And I should have asked Harry, do you know what you're doing after graduation yet?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm planning to attend college, but still deciding on a couple places.
So do you know the field?
Yeah, I want to go into biophysics probably.
Excellent. People at home are expecting me to ask that. Although I find it curious too. Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but definitely attend college and maybe study mathematics or physics.
The math goes well with music, to be sure. Let's meet the next person. We have four more players to meet.
Hi, I'm Pedro da Silva. I play the trombone, and I just want to shout out my parents.
And any plans after graduation?
I'm planning on going to college. I want to study engineering.
Excellent. And now we'll meet another sax, trombone, and then our percussionist.
I'm Otis Liu. I play the tenor saxophone. And I'd like to thank Mr. Navola, who is the previous director, because he introduced me to jazz, first of all, so I definitely wouldn't be where I am without him, and definitely my parents and my saxophone teacher, definitely.
And any plans for studies after graduation?
I'm actually committed to college right now. I am going to Rice University in Texas, and I'm going to study biomedical engineering.
Great school and a great field, too. Thanks. You're next.
Hello, my name is Mitch David, and I'm playing the trumpet. I want to give a quick shout-out to my little brother, Luke, who I hope becomes a member of this jazz group soon.
That's what does Luke play?
He plays the tenor sax.
Do you know what you're up to after graduation?
Yeah, I'm also committed. I'm going to Oxford College of Emory University down in Atlanta.
What are you going to study there?
I'm pre-med track, and I'm going to study biology.
Excellent. And finally, we have our drummer who is, I'm going to lean right back here. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Samuel Benning.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to shout out my mom, who's been filming me all morning. She's definitely supported me throughout my whole life, and I really appreciate that.
Any plans for after school or after graduation?
Yeah. So I've applied to like 10 colleges. I'm undecided where I want to go, but I definitely want to major in some field of engineering, and I'd also like to minor in music.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet all of you, and we have another number coming up. Can you tell me what you're about to play next? Oh, who's? Go over to Pedro. Yes, Pedro is perfect. You'll find out why when you hear the name of the song. It's translated as No More Blues, but what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Chega de Saudade. It's a Brazilian bossa nova tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim, sometimes better known as Tom Jobim, and I hope you enjoy it.
Once again, here is the Shady Side Jazz Ensemble. That is the Shady Side Jazz Ensemble, Shady Side Academy Jazz Ensemble, I should say. Otis is here, right? Oh, wait, I've got the wrong Otis, or the wrong saxophone player. Otis's parents write to say that you're playing tenor sax. I should have read that part. And amazing work to everybody here. Thank you so much, and especially the awesome director, Mr. Hughes and Mr. Novola. So thank you. Otis, you want to say anything back?
Thank you. I kind of knew that they were going to watch this, but I'm still surprised. Thank you for supporting me for everything I've done.
Very good. And you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Hill Dance Academy Theater is coming up to round out today's Youth Express segment. Just after 11 o'clock, we have the Legacy Ukulele Ensemble featuring 12 players from 9 states and 3 provinces. I think each player is from a different state or a different province. We'll learn more about them. Now, I know you're going to recognize the next song, at least I think you are. This is our last chance to talk for today on the radio. Did anybody want to say anything that they forgot to say? Always like to check everybody's good. Sophia is going to take to the microphone again. You'll know this song, I think, and if you don't, you'll figure it out. Once again, the Shady Side Academy Jazz Ensemble.
The sun comes up, he brings my coffee and my favorite cup. That's how I know, yes or no, hallelujah, just love him so. When I'm in trouble and have no friends, no, he'll go with me until the end. Everybody ask me how I know, I smile at them and say he told me so. That's how I know, yes or no, hallelujah, just love him so. If I call him on the telephone and tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1, 2, 4, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there's nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's alright. That's how I know. Said he told me so. That's how I know. Yes or no? Hallelujah, just love him so. Now if I call him on the telephone and tell them that I'm all alone. By the time I count from 1, 2, 4, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there's nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's alright.
The Shady Side Academy Jazz Ensemble, thank you.
When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll disc, I'll be the record company's Valentine. No more philosophic melancholia, 800 pounds of electric genitalia. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my first time wild wild synthesized record, everything is gonna be just grand. When I make my first time wild wild synthesized disc, I'll have to get myself a moving band. Costume hairdo, made up cute, a personal connection in a business suit. When I make my first tone wah wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just grand. When I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out record, everything is gonna be just swell. When I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out disc, I'll be living it up pell mell. Mountaintop hideaway, 3-car garage, out there hustling that sonic massage. When I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out solid gold top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine.
the great Moes Allison here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks again to the Shady Side Academy Jazz Combo, and a great job on the mix by technical director Chad Green and technical associate Ellis Dorham. Sounded great, and that will be available for you to hear again at slbradio.org/catalog, our new catalog of past programs, including ones as recently as today's. Today's highlights will be available within the next few days if you'd like to hear that segment once again.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I greatly admire the work of this next group, Hill Dance Academy Theater. And we have four dancers here with us today. They all go to different schools. In fact, they're representative of four different school systems here. So that's one of the nice things is Hill Dance Academy Theater brings together students from different places, but it also is just a great home for dance, learning dance, and performing. And we're going to meet each of the students that are here, and then we shall talk a little bit. And why don't we start with you, and we'll work our way around. If you could just introduce yourself, maybe give your age, where you go to school, and then if you have any shout outs, I'll help guide you if you forget anything.
Hi, my name's Nadia, and I'm 11 years old, and I go to St. Benedict the Moor School.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My mom.
Well, that's a good thing to do. And how about you?
Hi, my name's Jocelyn. I'm 12 years old. I go to Kappa 6 to 12. And I like to shout out my mom and my dad.
Hi, my name is Maya. I go to McKnight Elementary, and I'm 10 years old. And I'd like to shout out to my mom and dad.
Hello, my name is Brooke Dunn, and I'm 8 years old, and I go to Highcliff Elementary, and I would like to have a shout-out to my family.
Now, let's talk a little bit about dance. All of you have been dancing for a long time. Why do you think dance, or why is dancing something you enjoyed doing? I don't dance much, and I know there are other people that love to dance, and I know each of you must love to dance. What makes it enjoyable for you?
Dance, it's fun for me because it makes me happy, but it also makes other people happy. You never know when somebody's having like a bad day, and dance could just brighten their day, and it also brightens my day when I'm having a bad day. So yeah.
That's Jocelyn. That's interesting. I never thought about how your dancing might make other people feel just by watching you. Maya, were you thinking of something to add?
I like dance because it's like a safe place to express myself, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, you can dance. You don't need any equipment necessarily. You can just dance wherever you are and choose to. I mean, you might be on stage sometimes in special gear, but you can also just do it as you are. What about you, Brooke?
I feel like I love dance, and it feels like it's like a special way to give out all of my emotions, like, not in, like, a, like, loud way, like, in, like, a dance way. Like, whenever you're dancing, you feel like you can just, like, do anything. Like, you can, like, have anger, happiness, sadness, whatever. And I just like to express that through dance.
That's a great observation. Nadia?
I really enjoy dance because you're working so hard for, like,
You're good.
For a, like, certain amount of time, you're working on pieces and different things, and then you just get examples. You just get up on the stage and you perform, and that's, like, an accomplishment. So that's why I enjoy it.
Now, most people think about dancing either with another person, but only one other person, at a wedding or some other celebration. You sometimes dance as a whole ensemble, right? As a big group. What are some of the differences or things you need to learn when you're dancing with a group?
Whenever you're dancing with a group, you have to make sure that you have space between each other because you don't want to fall on anyone or trip anyone, because if you do and someone gets terribly hurt, then they won't be able to perform with you. And, like, what if they were your partner that you really needed? You wouldn't have them for it.
I never would have thought of that.
I think you also need to, like, even if you have your differences with someone, you still need to know how to come together and work together.
Dancing in a group, you have to connect with one another. So while you're dancing, if somebody's running out of energy, that one person could lift that person up and they could keep dancing and keep their stamina.
That was Jocelyn, and before her you heard Maya, and then before Maya was Brooke. And that's interesting. So you might be dancing and notice that somebody, maybe you notice they made a mistake or are having trouble of some sort, and you can see it in their eyes or face. You know them well enough that you can try to compensate. Wow, I never thought about that. Nadia, I'll turn it to you.
When dancing with other people, you can't just go off of, like, what they know in the choreography, like the movement. You can't just go off with them. You also have to know what you're doing because they might mess up.
You can't ad lib or go into your own rhythm or your own sensibility. You can't improvise too much unless it's part of the routine. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Brooke's going to add something.
So whenever you're dancing with someone, if you mess up, don't, like, start making faces or be upset. Just go with the flow, add whatever you need to add, and then whenever you're, like, just keep on going. Don't stop, because if you stop in the middle of a performance, everyone's going to, like, think that that's a part of it whenever, like, you're going to be, like, oh, that wasn't a part of it, but, like, only you're the one who knows, so there's really nothing to worry about.
How did you learn that? That's a really good attitude to have.
Like, where I learned it, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like that's what you need to do whenever, like, you forget something. Just keep on going, because if you stop, then, like, you're going to be the only one who knows that you messed up. Don't start making faces, because then the audience is going to know that you messed up. Only you're the one who knows that you messed up, or your group. But, like, overall, like, you're the only one who knows that.
That's very wise. Brooke is 8. To the three of you, did you learn that as well? And do you remember how you came to be a confident performer and recognize that sometimes you're your own worst critic as a dancer?
I think, like, you know you mess up, but you can't show that you did, and you just have to pretend like nothing happened.
Yep, that's even true for what we do here. Unless I make a mistake that could hurt somebody, for example, the clocks move forward tonight. Officially tomorrow at 2 a.m., we move the clocks an hour forward. Most people do it before they go to bed. If I said that they went the other way, I would want to correct that immediately. But if I just stumbled or something but still got the information correct, I wouldn't change it. Jocelyn, what do you think about maintaining poise and confidence even if you make a mistake?
So if you're in practice and you make a mistake during rehearsal, you just walk off the stage. You practice how you perform. If you practice like that, you're going to keep making mistakes. And when you perform, you're going to walk off stage, and you don't want to do that. So even if you mess up, you got to keep going and keep trying your best to get it.
I never thought about that. You have to treat your performances as if they matter. You have to have the same attitude. And I'll check out. Nadia, we keep coming to you last, and I don't intend to do that. It's hard after hearing all these other answers. Anything you'd like to add?
I want to add on to Jocelyn just about walking off stage. That is something that is very, like, you're not supposed to do that, because it's just that you have to the audience. It's adding on to, like, what Brooke and Jocelyn said. If the audience saw you walk off stage and they paid them this money for these tickets and they just see you walk off stage, it's just like, what just happened?
Well, and earlier, I think it was Maya, or maybe it was Jocelyn. I think it was Maya talking about how you can make other people feel good, or maybe it was Jocelyn talking about that. So if you walk off stage because you made a mistake, or if you make a face, you're kind of transferring that anxiousness and feeling to the audience too. They feel bad for you, or suddenly they might feel worse even than you do. And your goal is to make people feel joyful, artistic, entertained, moved, all of those things. How else do you want people to feel? Nadia, can you, how would you like your audience to feel when they watch you dance?
Thinking of the type of dance I do, no matter if it's happy or sad, I would just want that audience to feel like uplifted from, like, my dance and what I'm doing. I just want them to feel uplifted, because, like Jocelyn said earlier, you don't know what the person's going through. So it's just, like, maybe you could just, like, do something. I don't know.
No, that's a great way of putting it. You want to bring the audience what it is you think they need. Any other thoughts about that?
Say what Nadia said. I want them to feel uplifted when I'm dancing, but when I'm dancing, if I'm, like, doing a sad piece, I want them to feel that emotion that I'm dancing in. If I'm sad, I want them to feel that I'm sad. I don't want them to think that I'm happy while I'm dancing sad.
And we're going to get to two more bits of feedback, if you'd like, from Brooke and Maya, talking about how you want people to feel when they watch you dance.
So, I want to go. Okay. So, whenever you're dancing and you want the audience to think a certain way, whenever I'm dancing happy, I want the audience to feel, like, happy, because, like, the dance is upbeat, and, like sometimes, like, if you're having a bad day, that can lift you up to a good day. And, like, if I'm doing a sad dance and like it's like flowy, and I want the audience to feel like how we are feeling on stage, like we're feeling flowy. I want them to feel like they are, like what Nadia said, uplifted, and like I want them to feel like they can do anything that they need to do in life.
That's all of you have had great things to say. Did you want to respond to that, Maya, too, about what the audience feels?
Like what Jocelyn said, I want to change their emotion. Like when they first come in, they might look sad or mad or upset. But if we're doing like an upbeat dance, I want them to become happy and cheerful.
I am so excited to have all of you here again. And I want to mention that you are going to have your annual spring concert weekend April 19th through the 21st at the August Wilson Center. And you can get more information at 5678hdat.org, 5678hdat.org. Again, that's April 19th. To the 21st Hill Dance Academy Theater. Our time has gone by so quickly. You've all been great. Did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say? Well, I want to thank you and Ms. Aisha and also Mr. Eric here. Girls, guys, people, how about you people? How about you dancers? Did a wonderful job. Thank you. And I know people will be eager to see you because you care about your audience. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on our brand new affiliate, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, at 102.9 FM, Mountain Streams Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
I dream in the morning that she brings me water, and I dream in the evening that she brings me wine. That's the poor man's daughter, where the piñatas go, south of the border in old Mexico. There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali, and if you don't got water, you better not go. Aquila won't get you across that desert. Evangelina in old Mexico. Driving me insane, knowing she's waiting, and I can't get there. God only knows that I racked my brain, try to find a way to reach that woman in old
Mexico. I met a kind man who guarded the border. He said, you don't need paper, I'll let you go. I can tell that you love her by the look in your eyes now. She's a rose of the desert of old Mexico. And the fire I feel for the woman I love is driving me insane, knowing she's waiting, and I can't get there.